One of the most critical rooms in all of Cook County is tucked away in a basement in downtown Chicago. It's where the Recorder of Deeds keeps millions of records that people need for some of the biggest decisions of their lives, like buying a house. But these records and pieces of the county's history are literally disintegrating. WBEZ's Christian Schorsch has our story.
Welcome to the vault. It's home to millions of thin strips of microfilm in the basement of the county recorder's office. The microfilm is housed in a 30-year-old system of drawers that are supposed to open electronically. You can view the film in the kind of machines you'd find at a library. And here's why the vault is critical, even if you only interact with it a few times in your life.
You have every record all the way back to the Chicago Fire.
That was in 1871. Rachel Jordan oversees the trove of Cook County property records housed here. There are deeds, mortgages, history. If you're buying or selling a house, this office is a key part of the deal. And the oldest records Jordan cares for at the recorder's office are on all this microfilm, in these drawers, in the vault.
No, it's not a vault. It's not a big bank vault door that like someone would think. We just call it the vault.
Fine, it's a basement. Jordan's going to guide me through finding a deed here. She picked infamous gangster Al Capone's former home. Jordan flips through a giant book.
Prescott Subdivision.
Think a massive, oversized binder.
I see that we have Teresa Capone. She bought the property in August 8th, 1923, and she filed the document here for safekeeping on August 9th, 1923.
Teresa was Capone's mother. The mob boss's house was in her name. Finding documents like Capone's in the vault can be complicated. You remember those microfilm drawers that are supposed to open electronically? Well, many of those drawers, they're not just old. They're broken. And when they don't work, people get creative.
Luckily, I'm in good shape for 65.
People like Ron Hill, he works for a title company, use a hand crank to get to the shelves where the film is stored. He takes a break to catch his breath.
So for this little thing that weighs about the size of a first-class letter, you have to put in gym time to get... Yeah.
But the vault has a much bigger problem, one that threatens microfilm records like Capone's and the future of the vault. The place stinks.
Really strong, like you poured a bottle of vinegar on your face. But it's not pleasant.
That's Jim Gleffy, the chief deputy Cook County recorder. And he's being literal. The smell takes your breath away.
You know, it's just a sign that the records are actually breaking down here, these microfilm records.
This smell is vinegar syndrome. That happens when acetate film, like in old movie reels or government microfilm, is stored in hot, humid rooms. In the Cook County vault, there are file cabinets of diseased film that's hardening like hockey pucks. And the county says the oldest film in the vault, from the Great Chicago Fire to 1959, will likely have to be destroyed. Cook County officials are not the only ones dealing with this stink.
It smells like a salad dressing. It's literally giving off acetic acid.
Monique Fisher is a photo conservator who helped invent test strips that measure how bad vinegar syndrome is.
It looks like a potato chip. It feels like a potato chip. It's very crunchy.
Vinegar syndrome is contagious. It spreads through the acid in the air. Governments across the country could lose their microfilm histories if they don't hustle to save them.
We want to preserve collections for future generations. I think if these things aren't cared for, they're going to disappear.
Fisher says all acetate film eventually will get infected. Cook County has a plan for that. It wants to digitize microfilm that's still pretty healthy, and the paper copies now in warehouses. And that could be expensive and take years. Critics worry the solution could make it harder to get copies of original documents, because under this plan, more people would have to request copies from the county. And speaking of history, remember the deed to Al Capone's Chicago home? The county did send me a document. No elegant language or swirling cursive lettering, just a brief typewritten description of the legal transaction. Kristen Schorsch, WBEZ News.